A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Several weeks ago, I had the opportunity of traveling on a bus with some of my sophomores, and I heard from behind me a sophomore say, "I love what my family does at Christmas time." And another, a sophomore sitting next to her, says, "Yes, I just love that my mom does," and she proceeded to describe what her family traditions were. And I could really relate to that because I love the family traditions of my family as well. I can remember in particular a time when my mother decided to change the Christmas menu from turkey to ham. My whole family revolted, and in the end, she had to make both of them. So this Christmas, I was able to make my mom's pie and some other of her favorite recipes for Christmas. The tradition continues. I would venture to guess that as my girls proceed to graduate from high school and college, and finally many of whom will get married, that they will carry with them the traditions that they have from their families. And they will be melded with new traditions from their husbands' families and perhaps some traditions that they develop solely with their husband and with their families. And I think this is a little bit about what our gospel is about today. Jesus begins to follow the tradition of John the Baptist, who was following the tradition of the great prophets, including the prophet Isaiah. And he was going around the countryside preaching and telling the people to repent, get back in relationship with God, an important tradition that had been going on for many years. But Jesus didn't stop at that tradition. He honored it. He carried it on. But he added to that tradition. He added to it by curing every disease and illness among the people, by proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. And so Jesus added a new tradition to the traditions of the prophets. This new year, what traditions have we let go of? Traditions that perhaps we should be holding sacred. Are we going to Mass as often as we can? What's our relationship with the rosary, with meditation, centering prayer? What kind of community traditions have we experienced, or family traditions have we let slide? So I guess the first question that we might want to ask ourselves is, what of our old traditions do we want to hold sacred? Do we want to build up during this new year and this new decade. But at the same time, are there some new traditions that we might want to add to our repertoire? What new family traditions can we bring to the table? What new prayer types can we experience? What new studies can we do? I heard once that somebody should, every decade, you should learn something new. So at the beginning of this new decade, can you learn a new instrument? Can you learn to a new art form? Or study a new philosopher or theologian? There's many, many possibilities. But what new studies could you do? And certainly, what service could we do? We are called to follow in the footsteps of the prophets as well, to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But what new forms of preaching can we explore? Certainly, this preaching of the word over the internet is a new form of that kind of preaching. But are there others that we may be called to? So, during this time, I ask you to think about your old traditions and then embrace some new ones.